Greetings and blessings to you in Jesus' name. You've heard it said, it's set in stone. That's what it says, or it's the law. Although we've heard these statements, we still see people ignoring them. The most common or known is, it's the law statement. Let's just look at the stop signs or the posted speeds that we have. You see it and probably even done it yourself, going faster than the posted speed. I know I have. The truth is, I broke the law by going 30 when the posted speed said 25. No excuse removes the law. That sign was posted for all, not just me. I chose to disobey. I was fortunate no cops were around to enforce the law to give me an illegal speeding ticket. I would have no defense. I broke the law. I was doing 30 when it said 25. You know, people of today will blame God and everything on earth to justify their actions when it comes to breaking the law. God's law or the law of the land. On earth, we have a justice system that, well, we all know it's not the best, but it is a system in place. Then we have the courts of heaven with the true judge who is just. The Lord God told Adam not to eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and he did. We read the just judge applied justice to the offenders. The Lord is the one who sits on the throne. He sees it all, and accounts must be settled. Our feel for this week is titled, It is Written. We will look at what is written in the Word of God. Amen? Our first one is Matthew, chapter 4, verse 4. But he answered and said, It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. So, not bread alone, but every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. How can anyone argue with Jesus on this? They will try. Our next one, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. It says, whoever believes. It's not your clothing, not your last name. It's not how much money you make or how good you do. It's what? It's who believes. That's what's written. Amen. Next up, Malachi 3:6. And it says, for I am the Lord. I do not change. Therefore, you are not consumed, O sons of Jacob. So it's written right here. The Lord said he does not change. But there's people out there that say the Lord changed. You know they're lying. He's not. Next up, Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he shall direct your paths. It's a simple process. And the principle, it's a simple process and principle to follow, but we make it difficult when we try to do our own thing by relying on our limited knowledge and understanding of the situation. Next up, for it is written, Matthew 6:33, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. So again, Jesus keeps it simple for us. Seek God, not stuff. He said, seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness first. And the results are that these things shall be added to you. We cannot bypass. Hear me. We cannot bypass God's ways and expect godly results. You can't do worldly things and expect kingdom results. It's just not going to happen. Next up, Genesis chapter 1, verse 27. It says, God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. So it's written what? That God created what? Male and female in his image? You see, we didn't evolve from apes, and he made two genders. That's what's written. Next up, Leviticus 18:22. You shall not lie with a male as with a woman. It is an abomination. How about this one? So man says it's okay, and it's a way of life. You can love who you choose to love, even if it's of the same sex. But the word of God calls it an abomination. That's what's written. Amen. Next up, Numbers chapter 6, verse 24 through 26. And it reads, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Moses and Aaron were instructed to give this blessing to the children of Israel from the Lord. It is written, Psalm 91:11, for he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. You see, the Lord has protection for us. Just receive it by faith. Next up, it is written, Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 1 and 2. Now it shall come to pass, if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God, to observe carefully all his commandments, which I command you today, that the Lord your God will set you high above all nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you because you obey the voice of the Lord your God. Obedience is a must. It is a must. You see, blessings was designed. It has a job to do. Blessings has a job to do if you obey the Lord's commands. Try it and see. Give blessings some work to do. Obey the Lord. Next up, it is written, Isaiah 42, 8 and 9. And it says, I am the Lord, that is my name. And my glory I will not give to another, nor my praise to carved images. Behold, the former things have come to pass, and new things I declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. The Lord says what his name is. There are things he won't do and things he will do. The Lord can give a heads up before it happens, just as he did with Moses, with the blood on the doorpost in Exodus. Next up, it is written, in Jeremiah 29:11-13. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you. And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. Amen. So when the world of non-believers say that God hates us or he doesn't care about us as well, you know from the word right here, he says different and they are liars. Only believe. Call and seek him with your whole heart that he will listen to you and be found. That's what's written. Next up, James 4:7. Therefore, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Another simple two-step process given to us to keep the devil away. When we follow steps one, submit to God, and two, resist the devil, the awesome result is what? That the devil will flee. Receive it by faith and walk it out with your actions. Don't think for a second that you can skip one or two. Apply them both and the results are sure, according to the Word of God. The devil flees when applied correctly. Why? Because it's written. Next up, Luke 10:19. It is written, "Behold, I give you authority to trample on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." Jesus said, "Over all the power of the enemy." Not some, not few, no, all. Know it and receive it. Use the authority given by Jesus by faith. And child of God, begin to trample. Begin to trample. Next up, John 4:23-24. "But the hour is coming, and is now, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For the Father is seeking such to worship him." God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth. Hallelujah. So Father is seeking such to worship him. You see, God cannot be fooled by man's foolishness. Some of the foolishness that they call worship that's going on now. Don't you be fooled either. The word says worship in spirit and truth. That worldly stuff being brought inside, that's not it. Don't be fooled. You see, true worship. Worship in spirit and truth. That's what true worship looks like, according to what we just read. Amen? Next up, it is written, John 14:6. Jesus said to him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Well now, forget man's nonsense of there is many ways to get to God. Many ways to heaven. Nope, 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 nope. Only one, and it's through Jesus Christ. Not some man-made idea or theology that man has come up with that sounds good. That's not true. It is written, Jesus is the way. Amen? Next up, John 15:5. "I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit, for without me, you can do nothing." Well, Jesus said it, not me. Next up, it's written, John 16:33. "These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." Hallelujah. There's nothing, absolutely nothing in the world today. Nothing in the world today is more powerful than Jesus. Only believe it. Have faith. Don't be moved by this worldly nonsense of today. Have faith in the Word of God. Have faith in Jesus Christ. Have faith in Holy Spirit. Have faith in the Word. For it is written, he's already overcome all this. Amen. Next up, John 16:12-15. Jesus says, "I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak on his own authority. Whatever he hears, he will speak. He will tell you things to come. He will glorify me, for he will take of what is mine and declare it to you. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore, I say that he will take of mine and declare it to you." Whew, that's awesome. Holy Spirit is here. Oh, Holy Spirit is here. He's alive and well. He's with us and he's in us. You child of God that's been saved by the blood of the Lamb. Don't be fearful. Trust Holy Spirit to lead you, to direct you, to guide you as you move forward. Next up, John 21:21-22. Peter, seeing him, said to Jesus, "But Lord, what about this man?" And Jesus said to him, "If I will that he remain till I come, what is that to you? You follow me." I love that one. Follow Jesus. Follow Jesus. And don't worry about the next person. You see, we can make it so much easier on ourselves if we follow Jesus and obey him. Stop worrying about others and follow Jesus. Because we are all accountable for our actions. I'm not going to have to respond for something someone else did. No, I have to respond for what I did. Remember when we go back to Adam and Eve and Adam said, "That woman you gave me, gave to it and I ate." And then Eve said, "The serpent tricked me." And then they got done saying what they said. The righteous judge said, "What? Adam, because you did this, here's a penalty. Eve, because you did this, here's a penalty. Serpent, because you did this, here's a penalty." We are held accountable for what we do. Amen. Next up, it is written in Acts chapter 1, verses 6 and 7. "Therefore, when they had come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? And he said to them, It is not for you to know the times or seasons which the Father has put in his own authority." In other words, none of your business. Father God doesn't have to explain anything that he does or allows to us. By his own authority. He doesn't need your permission. He is God. He's not man. He didn't ask you to create the earth. He didn't ask you to create the sun. He didn't ask you to create the moon. By his own authority. That's what's written. Next up, Luke 1:37. "For with God, nothing will be impossible." One of my favorites. Never forget where your help comes from, child of God. Nothing will be impossible with God, it says. Receive and believe it by faith. Own this scripture. Own it. So when that time of human impossibility occurs, you know it's written. It's possible for God. Just allow God to be God. Amen. Next up, it is written, Philippians 4:13. "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." Through who? I ask you again, through who? Yeah, Christ Jesus, not ourselves. Don't be deceived. By the whole quote unquote, "I can do it all by myself" mentality movement out there. The self-mades. Nonsense. Silliness. Remember when Jesus told us, "Without me, you can do nothing"? You think he just said that to say it? No, he truly means it. Without him, forget it. But here, we can do all things through him by faith. Next up, Galatians 5, chapter 5, verse 22 and 23. "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law." So, Spirit-filled seed sown produces Spirit-filled fruit. I'll say that again. Spirit-filled seed sown produces Spirit-filled fruit. Because the word tells us God is not mocked. What you sow, you will reap. So walk in the Spirit, and these awesome results will follow. It's the word. That's what's written. Also, what's written is when you walk in the flesh, you receive the things of the flesh. And our last and final scripture of this study is Revelation chapter 1, verse 8. And it says, "I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, says the Lord, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. Amen. He said it right there, and it's a mic drop. Father, we pray in Jesus' name that we walk according to your word that is written and spoken, that we put what is written in your word up against life and all other things. You are God, and there is no other like you. Thank you for your Son. Thank you for Holy Spirit, and thank you for your word. Glory to you, Father. May others receive you by our living testimony and our walk through Jesus Christ, that they may see and believe. Jesus, your beautiful Son, who gave himself for us. Lord, bless those who hear this. Lord, bless those who are here getting and listening and studying this word. May all that they touch prosper. May their businesses begin to explode with your glory and hand all over it. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Pastor Tyron, signing off.